We're going to explore love, anger, forgiveness, and joy. Each day we'll do a separate emotion.
There are obviously several ways which you'll be exploring those emotions. Why the combination of these different forms of expression?
We're all different learners, right? Some of us are visual, some of us are auditory, some of us are kinetic. And I believe every disease or dysfunction, whether it be musculoskeletal or a biologically pathology disease, it all has an emotional root cause. So all emotions are good. For example, a lot of times people feel guilty or shame because they feel anger. But in order for calm to be true, anger also has to be true. And it's about learning to live in the middle between those two emotions. It's not that one is good or bad. Being able to have that balance point in the center. And so having these different ways to express yourself to release that emotion is a good thing, right? We want to have different tools because the tools that would work for you today might not work for you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So building that toolbox.
So is this about understanding your own emotions?
Correct. Yes, doing your own self-work. Because if we do our own self-work and we allow ourselves to grow, then that ripples out to our support system.
Can you give me a sense of what this would look like? How, say, if we were talking about love, mm-hmm. how you would explore your own emotion of love through yoga and through watercolors?
Really, we need to work both sides of our brain, right brain, left brain activity. And, you know, love will have a texture, a color, an image. And so even if it's just a blob of color or texture that you do with paints, or you draw this beautiful image, right? It's your inner expression. And as we go through and create this safe, emotionally and physically safe container in the classroom, as we do mindfulness, as we do some journaling, you'll be surprised with what comes up and what you're able to express.
Do you have to be practiced in yoga to come to this workshop?
You do not. We'll make all levels of yoga fit. So if you've never done it before, but you're kind of interested, it's perfectly fine and safe to come. My philosophy has always been, Beth Shaw has been my mentor, and it's an international company that I trained with originally in the yoga community. And she taught me very early on that you get the pose to fit the person where they are. So, you know, there's no need to become a pretzel unless you want to be a pretzel.
How long have you been practicing yoga?
Oh, gosh. I've been practicing yoga since the late 90s. I had a horseback riding accident that left my left side paralyzed, and I was in a hospital bed for a year. And I got some movement back, but I was in a back brace for over a decade. And when I went to college and, you know, was successful in the corporate world but wasn't enjoying it and the sitting was really bothering me, and someone gifted me yoga lessons. And I went to my first yoga class and I thought, these people are really kooky. They're kind of odd. But it allowed me to explore movement pain-free. And because it was a gift, I didn't want to not use it. So I kept going and then I just fell in love. And, doctors said when I hit 40 that I would need to have back surgery. And instead, I ran my first half marathon and have run probably a dozen after that. I'm not the fastest anymore, but I do it pain-free, and I'm living life, so.
And how long have you been teaching?
I've had a yoga studio for 10 years. I've been teaching a decade now, and I'm actually going to school at Maryland University of Integrative Health. I'm about halfway through my Master's of Science in Yoga Therapy, and that's the first one in the United States.
What do you hope that people in the Petersburg community would get from this workshop?
Oh, I hope that you get a richness of tools to be able to express emotions safely and create a nonviolent communication dialogue around these four emotions, and that the people who come to the class end up being some role models and those tools ripple out into the community.